I have come to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were blazing already. I don't know how well today's gospel will go in Europe with all their fires, but that would be to misread the text. And every text needs to be read in context. We can all misunderstand quotes or pieces from the scriptures. Our Lord goes on to say, there is a baptism I must still receive. What baptism? His death. He came to be our Saviour. You know the word Jesus means he who saves. He didn't come as a politician to establish peace in the Roman Empire and to stamp out all injustice. He could have. He came instead as our priest, the high priest, the eternal high priest, who would offer himself as a victim on Golgotha to save us from our sins. Our Lord came to heal our souls, imbue us with grace. The enemy that we fight and that he conquered is sin. And it's sin that causes division because it alienates us from God and our destiny. And how often are families divided because some members want to remain in their vice or sin or issues and others want to move on and seek God's will and pursue a path of prayer and holiness on their way home to heaven. Speaking about heaven, tomorrow we have the Solemnity of the Assumption. It's one of the four dogmas of Our Lady, Mary, the Mother of God. This ancient feast, I say ancient, although it was formally promulgated in 1950, goes back to the 5th and 6th century. We've always believed it. It was the codification of the language that took time. Now, Mary was assumed into heaven, not ascended. Christ ascended by divine power. Mary, however, was taken by God's power into heaven for three reasons. Firstly, she was sinless. Therefore, death, the separation of the body from the soul, ought not to taint or touch her. Secondly, she was the mother of Jesus, who is God, and gave to him his human nature, which now is in glory in heaven. Ought not she, who gave him his body, also partake of such glory? Thirdly, she was the perfect disciple of the Lord, who now has redeemed us. Or should not she, the perfect disciple, partake of his glory with a perfect body in that realm which awaits us all, heaven? So we think about heaven and how people arrive there, especially in these next few days. One group of people that arrived there and became holy was largely because they were in holes. These are the holy, holy ones, or those who have been put into a hole which made them holier. One's called Jeremiah. He features in the first reading. He's one of the prophets. Now, there were 16 prophets in the Old Testament, four major, Daniel, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah often is connected with his book called Lamentations, which tells you something about him. I think he must have been a melancholic, sad kind of down, but did the job type. He came at a time when God's people, the Jews, had rebelled and were worshipping false gods. So God said, enough is enough. And in the long life of Jeremiah, who saw five kings, the last one, Zedekiah, was sick and tired of Jeremiah saying, look, if you don't repent, God will punish you. God will take away your country. He will send you into exile. He said, well, I can't cope much more with this. It did come to pass, by the way, that the people were taken from Jerusalem and sent to a pagan land, and the city was devastated. But before that, to punish Jeremiah for his constant fidelity to God's word, he was thrown into a hole. That's right, a hole. It was an old well. He was dumped into it, sank into the mud at the bottom. It was not filled with water, but you can imagine the bottom would have been dirty, smelly, lots of small creatures crawling around. And he was thrown into punishment. And it's through the hole that he became holier. He didn't lose heart, didn't lose patience, but persevered. And eventually he was liberated from his hole. Another person who wasn't liberated from his hole, but it made him very holy, and especially those with him, is the saint of today, Maximilian Kolbe. He died in 1941, a long time after Jeremiah. But so, like him, he was preaching God's word, doing the right thing, and was put into a hole. As you recall, Franciscan friars, he was one, and he had set up a city of the Immaculata in Poland, which is completely, it was independent, it had everything. And it was issuing the most popular magazine, Catholic magazine, in all of Europe. When the Nazis came, they shut down most of these strong Catholic centres, and the friars were sent off to Auschwitz, that fated prison camp, where very few survived, and people were treated like objects, instruments, work. Work was all that mattered. And he was there consoling his fellow Catholics and doing what he could. When someone attempted to escape in retaliation, the commandant sentenced 10 to the bunker. The bunker was a hole in the ground. I've seen it. It was underground and dirt floor, and you were put in there somewhat naked in the cold, wet dirt, and starved to death. That was the punishment. And one of those lined up, he just chose at random people to go there, was a Polish man who said, "Look, please don't send me, I have a wife and children." And, you know, he started to remonstrate with the commandant, and at that moment Maximilian Kolbe stood up, or went forward actually, and said, "Look, I'll take his place." And the commandant said, "Who are you?" And he said, "Well, I'm a Catholic priest and I'd like to take this man's place." What a gift. You and I would be standing there, "Thank goodness he didn't choose me, you know," and you'd be keeping your head down. But no, this is the heroic charity, heroic love of neighbour. For this anonymous person, Maximilian Kolbe takes his place. Years later, in 1982, when Maximilian was proclaimed a saint, that same man was present at his canonization, thanking and praising God for such charity, such heroism. Anyway, Maximilian Kolbe, although perhaps the sickest, was sent into this hole with the other men. And it took him 2 weeks to die, and he was the last to die. They eventually came in with carbolic acid and extinguished him, and then burnt his body. But before that, he consoled the other prisoners who were sentenced to death in this fashion. He taught them prayers if they'd forgotten them. They sang hymns. And one by one, he comforted them and helped them prepare for heaven. And lastly, it was his turn. He helped the others to become holy in the hole. And it was through that hole that he became the holiest one of all. So in spite of all, we are called to heaven, and different paths shall be placed before us. We ask Our Lady on her feast day tomorrow to help us, like Maximilian Kolbe and Jeremiah, to persevere and not lose heart.